From NPR News in Washington, I'm Jack Speer. Congressman Henry Waxman is accusing officials with oil company BP of providing conflicting testimony about what happened after BP's well failed a pressure test just hours before it exploded. The California Democrat, speaking at a hearing on Capitol Hill today, says a key safety device, the blowout preventer, apparently was not functioning properly.
We have learned from Cameron, the manufacturer of the blowout preventer, that the device had a leak in a crucial hydraulic system and a defectively configured ram.
Not clear as whether that's what led to the April 20th blowout of the well that has resulted in millions of gallons of oil flowing into the Gulf of Mexico. BP officials say they'll try to place a small containment dome known as a top hat over one of the leaks later this week. South African authorities are still trying to determine how many of its citizens were on the plane that crashed on landing in Libya today. The flight took off from Johannesburg's International Airport. A young Dutch child is the single survivor from the more than 100 people on board. More from NPR's Vicky O'Hara.
The Afrikia flight was supposed to stop in Tripoli en route to Europe. Libyan authorities say people from 9 countries were on board. According to Libyan authorities, the passengers included citizens from the Netherlands, Libya, Britain, Germany, Finland, Zimbabwe, the Philippines, South Africa, and France. The crash occurred just 1 month before the World Cup is scheduled to begin in South Africa. Security concerns are paramount. However, Libyan authorities say there's no evidence that terrorism played a role in the air disaster. Airbus says the aircraft was fairly new, having been delivered in September of last year. South African President Jacob Zuma has extended his condolences to families of the victims. For NPR News, I'm Vicky O'Hara in Johannesburg.
Supreme Court nominee Elena Kagan spent some time with Senate lawmakers today, with Senate Majority Leader Harry Reid promising to make her transition to the bench as smooth as possible. However, the Senate's top Republican, Mitch McConnell, says American people want assurances that Kagan, the administration's solicitor general, will be free of any White House influence if confirmed.
We intend to go through a thorough process. It is, however, not a rush to judgment. And we'll have an opportunity to examine the Solicitor General's credentials.
As Solicitor General, Kagan has argued cases on behalf of the U.S. government before the Supreme Court. However, some Republicans have been critical of her lack of judicial experience. Shares in New York-based investment bank Morgan Stanley moved lower today amid published reports the bank is facing an investigation into its dealings with mortgage-backed derivatives. According to the Wall Street Journal, federal prosecutors are looking into whether Morgan Stanley intentionally misled investors about its role in a pair of $200 million funds. Stocks gained ground for a third day today. The Dow Jones Industrial Average was up 148 points. This is NPR. Reports of a violent rampage in China in which a man wielding a cleaver is said to have charged into a kindergarten class, hacking to death at least 7 children and 2 adults. Officials say the attacker then left the rural school in northeast China, taking his own life. Nearly a dozen others were reportedly hospitalized following the incident. According to Chinese news reports, the assailant had rented his home to the school's administrator without government approval. It's the fifth time in the past couple of weeks an adult has gone on a violent rampage in China. Scientists have long suspected autism is linked to a problem with brain cells called mirror neurons, but a new study suggests that's not the case. NPR's John Hamilton has more.
Mirror neurons respond when we raise a hand or smile, and the same neurons respond when we see another person raise a hand or smile. Scientists believe this system helps us imitate other people and understand what they're thinking and feeling, something that is difficult for people with autism. So it made sense when several studies of people with autism found that their mirror neurons seemed to be impaired. But the new study used a more precise technique to test the mirror neurons in 13 men with mild autism, and it found that the neurons responded normally. It's not clear whether the result would be the same in people with more severe autism. The study appears in the journal Neuron. John Hamilton, NPR News.
Space Shuttle Atlantis has been given the go-ahead for what is expected to be its final flight before it's retired. NASA mission managers have cleared the shuttle for liftoff on Friday for what will be its 32nd trip into space. After Friday's flight, just 2 shuttle missions remain. NASA plans to retire all 3 of the shuttles in order to focus on new programs. I'm Jack Speer, NPR News, in Washington.